Father, we do come to you in faith this morning, knowing that faith is the evidence of things that we don't see. We're putting our faith in you. Father, we don't see you with our eyes. We see your effects. We see, Father, and oftentimes feel your presence. But there are times when we don't see things happen, and there are times when we don't feel your presence. But we stand on your word and on your truth, and we come in faith, expecting that we will meet you. Because, Father, you have said that when we draw near to you, you draw near to us. It's your invitation to us, but it's our faith in response. And so by faith this morning, we come and we say, Lord, we are here in obedience to you. You have told us to gather together. In obedience to you, for you have told us to worship you. In obedience together, for you have told us to gather around your word. In obedience to you, for you have told us to praise your name and to worship you. And so we're coming in obedience and in faith. And we expect that you will move in our midst in response. And so have your way. Come, Holy Spirit, have your way. May your kingdom come, Father. May your will be done here on this earth as it is in heaven this morning as we gather. We look forward to what you will do as we respond in faith-filled obedience to you. We love you. It's because of you, Jesus, that we are here. We come to honor you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Well, good morning, everybody. Leah asked me to lead worship, and it's not the first time, and she's not the first person that has asked me. To be honest, at least a dozen times, pastors and worship leaders have asked me to fill in to lead worship. And my answer has always been the same, a very quick no. And then most of the time I'd say, well, Harry can do it. And sometimes other people, and he's always faithful and has always said yes. And other people have said yes. But this time I just felt like I was supposed to step out. I'm not the strongest singer. I'm kind of a medium alto. But I love to make a joyful noise. I love to sing. I love to worship. And really, it's not all that much different than me having a flute in front of my face. So then we had some problems. We have some sick people that were supposed to be here. But God is faithful. He provided. And as we come to the Lord today and worship, I just pray that he would be glorified and that we will all make a joyful noise. And sing nice and loud, because I'm coming off a nasty cold, so I don't even, my not-so-strong voice is even worse. So just join in with me and enjoy yourselves, and let's praise the Lord together. Amen. Okay, Steph.
Shining down on me when the world's all that. be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name. You give and take away. You give and take away. My heart will choose to say, Lord, blessed be your name. You give and take away. You give and take away. My heart will choose to say, Lord, blessed be your name. Blessed be the name. Blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name.
Precious Heavenly Father, as we come before you today, we just ask that your presence would be here. We ask that you would prepare the hearts of the people here to really worship you, to think about the music, and to prepare our hearts for the message that we will be receiving from Mark. We pray these things in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Count on one thing, the same God never fails. When I fail me now, you won't fail me now. In the waiting, the same God who's never late, working all things out, working all things out. Yeah. Same God never fails, will not fail me now. You won't fail me now in the waiting. The same God, it's never late, is working all things out. It's working all things out. Yes, I will lift you high in the lowest valley. Yes, I will bless your name. Oh, yes, I will sing for joy when my heart is heavy all my days. Oh, yes, I will for all my days. Yes, I will, and I choose to praise, to glorify, glorify. Name of all names, nothing can stand against. I choose to praise, to glorify, glorify. Name of all names, nothing can stand against. I choose to praise, to glorify, glorify. Name of all names, nothing can stand against. I choose to praise, to glorify, glorify, name of all names. Nothing can stand against. Oh yes, I will lift you high in the lowest valley. Yes, I will bless your name. Oh, yes, I will seek for joy when my heart is heavy. All my
in the quiet place. In the stillness, you are there. In the secret, in the quiet hour, I wait only for you, 'cause I want to know you more. I want to know you. I want to hear your voice. I want to know you more. I want to touch you. I want to see your face. I want to know you more. I'm reaching for the highest goal, that I might receive the prize. Pressing onward, pushing every hindrance aside out of my way, 'cause I want to know.
To know you, I want to hear your voice, I want to know you more. I want to touch you, I want to see your face, I want to know you more.
I want to know you,
I want to hear. I want to know you more. I want to touch you. I want to see your face. I want to know you
We just stay in this place for a moment and just receive the love of the Father. No place we'd rather be than here in His love. Father, we receive as your children, as your dearly beloved children. You have made us your sons and your daughters. You have lavished your love upon us in Christ. You have given us your Spirit. You've filled us with your Spirit. We desire fresh fillings. We desire fresh outpouring of your love, for there is no place that we'd rather be than here in your love. In this moment, even though it's gathered together, it's as if we're in that secret place with you, individually yet corporately, so we receive. You're a good God. You're a good Father who loves to lavish your love on your children. And so those places of fear, those places of worry, those places of anxiousness, may your love come to settle us in those places. For there's no place that we would rather be than in your love, than in your presence. For your love is better than life. For your presence is more beautiful, more glorious than anything that we could ever taste or see on this earth. And yet just a foretaste of what is for your children forever and ever in heaven. But here in your love, we wait to receive from you. You're our good Father. You're a good Father. So as we would receive your word, may you stir your love upon us too. May you give us ears to hear. May you give us eyes to see. May you give us hearts that would say, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. And may the seeds of your word that you would plant in our hearts, may it find fertile soil this morning. Soil that would produce 10, 20, 30, even 100-fold what is given to us. So we receive. We trust you. We receive. And all God's people said together, amen. And before you are seated, in honor of the word of God, if you have a Bible with